Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi there, Emmanuel Faith. This is Pastor Seth Redden. Today is Martin Luther King Day. We're celebrating the life and legacy of the great Reverend Dr. King. And our devotional today is titled Learning to Listen and Understand. And the verse that we'll be reading is Nehemiah chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, where it says, "When I heard their outcry and these charges, I was very angry. I pondered them in my mind and then accused the nobles and officials." If you didn't know, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was headed towards the climax of his greatest speech when he uttered a simple phrase that sealed his place in history. Most people can recall what the cameras caught, King declaring, "I have a dream." But it was a moment that almost didn't happen. King, wrestling with how to end his speech that day, heard gospel legend Mahalia Jackson shouting at him, "Tell him the dream, Martin, tell him about the dream." This moment, a moment that would change history, all made possible by a simple act in one of the most important moments of Dr. King's life, a simple act of listening. As we remember Dr. King this month, and as we read through Nehemiah 5, we see two men who are upset at the injustice and iniquity that they see around them and desire to effect change. In Nehemiah, people are coming to him who have sold their children into slavery and are working fields that they don't own. There are great injustices happening all around Nehemiah. What does he do? Scripture says that he heard their outcry and that he pondered them. Ultimately, he was angry. There's a lesson for us here that I would implore us not to miss. As we look at just this past year and we hear the outcry over the killings of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, so many others in the Black community over so many decades, have we truly listened to the pain felt by those in those communities? When we hear Black Lives Matter, what is our first response? Is it to listen and to ponder? Is it to sit with the things that I feel uneasy with or uncomfortable about and seek understanding? Nehemiah heard the cries of the oppressed, and he listened and he pondered. There's a challenge here for me to ponder, to sit with things that may make me deeply uncomfortable, to listen to voices and people's experiences that I can hardly fathom, to sit with them, listen, and weep with those who weep, as we know the Lord Jesus did. In his letter from Birmingham jail, Dr. King said this, "Shallow understanding from people of goodwill is more frustrating than absolute misunderstanding from people of ill will." My friends, we live in a cultural moment where many people are content with shallow understanding. This results in us continuing to talk past each other and not to each other. We have a desire to be heard, but not to listen. Nehemiah could have heard the cries of the people and moved on. That's just the way it is. Instead, he didn't just hear, he listened. And his anger drove him to healthy action towards justice. Let's be people that commit to listening, especially to our brothers and sisters of color, and working towards justice. And may the Lord give us His heart to defend the weak and the fatherless, and uphold the cause of the poor and oppressed. Finally, Dr. King, ending his speech that day, quotes Isaiah 40, says, "I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together." Together starts with listening. Grace and peace to you on this Martin Luther King Day holiday.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.